I want to welcome to the studios the Joe Cerotti Trio. They're a well-oiled string band from the shadows of northwest New Jersey's Appalachian Ridge, and they fused their multi-instrumentalist upbringings with a passion for the roots of American folk, jazz, country, and bluegrass. They find common musical ground in influences like Doc Watson, Tony Rice, and Garcia Grisman, but also as diverse as Django Reinhardt, Pink Floyd, and Van Halen. This stirs up a one-of-a-kind blend of Americana, bluegrass, alt-country, and gypsy jazz and acoustic pop. The band's self-titled album received the third most spins on the Friday Blend here at WDIY and landed on the top 46 albums of 2024 for the Friday Blend. Welcome to the airwaves of WDIY.
Thanks for having us, man.
I saw you first perform at the Ice House, actually, in Bethlehem.
Oh, okay. You were with Alex Raddus.
Yeah, exactly. That's the first time I learned about you. And so I've been seeing you many times since then. Really enjoy hearing you perform. And since then, I've also got to see you at Godfrey Daniels, where I believe you were a last-minute fill-in for a cancellation with just a couple of weeks' notice, and the show sold out.
That is true. Yeah, very, very happy about that one.
Was that your first time there?
That was, as this band, yeah.
Yeah, because it's a great kind of place for acoustic music to play.
Wonderful room.
Yeah, the room just has some amazing mojo, for sure.
Yeah, looking forward to having you guys come back there sometime. So what would you like to start out with this afternoon?
Let's start with a tune of ours called Secondhand Shoes.
She gives me all her love anyway.
the Joe Cerati Trio here on the airwaves of WDIY, live on the air here. So that's a great song. I remember when I heard that, I think it was a country club you might have played in Lehigh Valley. And it was a golf course, at least. And it was up near Blue Mountain.
With Serene Green and...
Dishonest Fiddlers.
Dave Brown and the Dishonest Fiddlers, yeah.
Yeah, that, and you probably played at the Ice House, too. But, boy, when I heard that up there, it's just like that really struck. And that's a terrific tune.
Thanks, man.
So how long ago did you write that?
I wrote that, I don't know, like 2020 or 2021. Okay. It was like the COVID years. COVID years.
Yeah. So were you guys, were you playing together then? I mean, were you actually physically together kind of working that song out, or were you doing it electronically or passing the track around?
We're getting together, I believe, at that point.
So, yeah. So, and that's on the latest CD that you have out, and which we've been playing for over the last year. Could you introduce the band?
Yes. It's on the mandolin, that's Tim Coyle. Say hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
And on the bass, it's Mr. Pete Lister.
Hi, everybody.
And I'm Joe.
All right. Well, you played at the Wingap Bluegrass Festival and this last year. And I think it was on a Friday because I couldn't come.
Oh, okay.
Because I was right here. But you have a couple of big events coming up. And one is in Sellersville on January 26th with Woodflower.
22nd. Wednesday the 22nd.
22nd. That's right. 22nd.
Yeah. Woodflower and what did we say? Tim Leslie.
Yes.
From Sociograss.
Yes. I guess he's going to be playing with Woodflower.
You know, I don't know. I think what I heard is he's going to have a couple friends with him be playing, starting the evening off before Woodflower. But the details will all be revealed when you're there on the 22nd.
Have you played there before?
Yes, we sure did. Yeah. And we love that place.
Yeah.
Another really vibey venue. And it's one of those places where the green room's actually green.
Always a winner. Yeah.
And then you have Winter Jam coming up at the Sherman Theater in Stroudsburg on February the 8th. That's with three other bands, with Deal playing the music of Grateful Dead, Mike Frank and Friends, who have guest Maria Woodford, who's a great performer and singer. I don't know if you're familiar with her.
Mike snuck that one by us, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's guesting. And then also Adventures of Matt Black, so it looks like a great lineup. So you've played there also before, haven't you?
That's right.
So what's that kind of gig like? It'll be my first time going this year.
Well, the Carnival of the Arts is part of the production, and they are basically a flow arts carnival / production group. They make the show really fantastic, having a whole...
all sorts of crazy visuals and
lots of crazy artwork and visuals, and they really make the place pop for the event.
Right, yeah. It sounds like a great time. So even though the doors open at 6 and the music starts on stage, I believe in the lobby they start the music right at 6. So people should show up right on time.
Yeah, there's all sorts of cool stuff going on from the minute the doors crack. So and a great night of music. It's a bunch of good folks. And there'll be some of us guesting with each other and that sort of thing, I imagine, to sit-ins and that sort of thing. Keep it jammy. It is the point of the whole thing, I think.
Yeah, so how many times have you played there as a trio?
This, I think, will be our third year doing the Winter Jam with Mike.
Yeah, it's the fourth annual Winter Fest, so that's great. Winter Jam.
We've done a couple other things in that vicinity tied in with the Horn of Plenty thing that Railroad Earth does every Thanksgiving. So we've been in that mix a couple times, too.
Yeah, we did the official pre-show this year with Mike.
Oh, okay, great. Well, play us another tune.
All right.
And can you tell us what it is?
There's another one I wrote during the COVID years. It's called Cool Hand Luke. Thank you.
is getting on. What a stain, who's acting dumb? It's kennel cough, babe, it's bleeding gums. And I ain't a stain as I'm getting old. It's okay now, I'm cool and blue. There ain't no rain coming down on my roof. Don't worry, ma, I'm living proof. For a better smile, sometimes you got to pull a tooth.
Stone, it's okay. you got to pull a tooth in a pool of you.
Joe Cerotti Trio live in the studios here, live on air at WDIY. That's a great tune and just so lush.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to hear the way that your vocals come together really well, too. You all came together, I guess, in 2015. And how did that first happen? How'd you all get to know each other?
I guess it'd be we got like our circle of musicians in Jersey. We all, you know, eventually met Mike Alexander, who was our original mandolin player, at an open mic, and I'd seen him play for a few years. And he was an absolute beast on a banjo as well. I was home. Anyway, I started jamming with him, and met Pete shortly out thereafter. Right,
I played with Mike a lot previously to them meeting, so.
And I met both these guys at a music festival in my backyard. So.
Well, that worked
in 20. Was that 2015? I think that was 2015.
Yeah, no.
But I didn't start playing with them until 2021, somewhere in there.
So I hear some like classical music in there also, and I know I've seen on YouTube that you've recorded a classical piece on there, but. Did you all study classical music also?
I did not. I'm a lover of it, but I did not formally.
A little bit. I played in a symphony before. I went to Morris County College and did their music program there. So
classical guitar lessons for a year, but I was the worst student ever, I think.
So what kind of musical backgrounds do you bring to the band before you first started? Like, what were you all... This kind of music? Were you doing acoustic music and jamming pretty much, or were you doing a number of different things?
I mean, speaking for myself, I grew up as like into rock and roll, mostly electric guitar. It was when I heard, and I know Tim's a fan too, my parents introduced me to Jim Croce, and I really wanted to play an acoustic guitar then. But it wasn't until it was mostly folk music and stuff. It wasn't until I started jamming with Mike that he got me into bluegrass, and then I was just down the rabbit hole from there into the roots music and stuff.
So how did that go over at Wingate Bluegrass Festival? Did you kind of cater your show to a bluegrass audience, or did you do what you do?
Well, we have such an eclectic taste in music. We love so much that it's not hard, and it is by no means like... capitulating or selling out to like cater, because it's just like, I love that too. Let's do that, because you know. So we definitely lean into our bluegrass roots more at that, for sure. We still do original stuff. It's always our show, but yeah, a bluegrass festival, we'll definitely lean into our appreciation of bluegrass more at a festival like that.
Well, you also play solo gigs as well as collaborate with musicians like bassist Bob Noble and the drummer John Kimmock. I guess you did that at least once. Maybe that was the first time?
Yeah, a few times. Okay. We had him play with us, too.
Yeah, he's sat in with the trio several times now, Johnny.
The okay. musical community is getting tighter and larger and more... it's lovely. It's great.
That's great. I mean, you also have Serene Green. You collaborate
those
with
guys.
So Q Fisher and
yeah, Q's the man.
Yeah, I hear this rumor that Q might be playing with Woodflower, and therefore probably sit in with us at the Sellersville show.
So sounds great.
I'll keep spreading that rumor if it sells a couple tickets.
So how does the magic come around, like with the collaborations? I mean, do you guys when you do those shows, and it seems like the bands change frequently in the, you know, who's in the lineup. Do you guys work any of that out in advance, or do you kind of just figure it out right there and you take a lead and somebody figures out how to follow along?
Yeah, I mean, when you got a group of people that are more or less devoted their entire lives to it, their head is constantly wrapped around music and steeped in it. So they just kind of, you know, you all kind of speak the same language, and it doesn't always require a rehearsal. Those jams over on Tuesdays are great. No, we never work anything out. It's usually just via group text, you know. Who wants to leave the
chaos
song?
Factor is part of the excitement.
It is part of the excitement and fun. But, yeah, when you play with people like these guys and the folks we play with, it's like they're aces. You don't have to worry too much. You just
no set list.
Yeah,
just go.
Just go.
Well, it's a true joy to experience. So, thank you for that.
It's a joy to experience it as well.
All right. Well, play us one last tune.
All right. Well, we're speaking of bluegrass stuff, so we're going to do a tune by Norman Blake. This is something called Ginseng Sullivan.
This is the Joe Cerotti Trio live in the studios here at WDIY.
Something like this.
So cold and the damp, it makes me ill. Can't play nothing on the mountainside with the ground floor's hard and still. Stay at the foot of the hill. Well, maybe next summer things turn out right and companies will pay high. Make my money, pay my bills, and bid these mountains goodbye. Then he said with a sigh,
it's a long way from the Delta to the North Jersey hills. Tote sack full of ginseng, won't pay no traveling bills.
the Joe Cerotti Trio, live in the studios here at WDIY. Thanks for being my guest.
Thanks so much, Carlos, for having us.
Thank you all so much for having us, man. Appreciate it.
You can catch the Joe Cerotti Trio performing at the Sellersville Theater coming up on January 22nd and at Winter Jam at Sherman Theater in Stroudsburg on February the 8th.